Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Coming up momentarily, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. This, however, is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So I just want to put a pause on the Red Sox. I'm not a believer. I'm a Dodgers fan anyway, but I grew up in Boston, so I do follow them. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me beating the Nationals, the Rockies, and the Reds, and then, you know, it counts for something. You did beat a real team in the Mariners, right? But you lost against the Giants, the Angels, and another real team that you couldn't beat was the Blue Jays. That's a real team. So now coming up with this schedule, you have the Cubs, you have the Phillies, you have who else is on
the
there?
Dodgers,
you have the Dodgers, and then you have Minnesota. Those are four real teams. Now, convince me, beat those teams in the series because you have a high potent offense coming up in the Cubs. That's a real team, and the ERA is evenly matched with you, but they're high in hitting and scoring and slugging as well. So, you know, beat those four teams that I mentioned, then I'm convinced. But you can't convince me that they're good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Mago said at the start of the show this morning. She was feeling the buyer's remorse.
A little sheepish.
A little over effusive yesterday in her excitement about the Boston.
But my thing is, like, that not that they can't beat good teams, like he conveniently left out the Yankees. Mm-hmm. My thing is, can they string together beating good teams in these series? At least take two of those three series right after the All-Star break.
That's the
key. I don't know that they can, because what they've lacked is consistency, and it's easy to have consistency when you're playing cellar dwellers, and then you have a four-game series against a real team. Mm-hmm. But when you see three real teams in a row, can you take two of three of those series?
Well, yeah. But I think your recency bias is it's justified. It's based on the last 4 years. In which they were not a second half baseball team. The difference is, though, I think you can argue that you finally got your prospects up here, and they are acclimating themselves to playing in the big league. You brought up Sadan Rafaela yesterday. The man is absolutely on fire, and you cross your fingers. Mm-hmm. You finally have some pitching that you can count on. Mm-hmm. Other than Garrett Crochet. So I don't know why you wouldn't be bullish on the second half of the season.
Well, I think part of because of what my lead was and what Alex Cora and this Red Sox team has been in the second half of the season. But what I would say is they are a lot different than those other teams because you brought up some of the bats. What I would do if I was the Red Sox, I wouldn't even wait till the trade deadline. I know this stretch is coming up. And I know how people are gonna be. If you go through this, you know, 9-game stretch where you lose all of those series people are going to be like, well, see, you beat some crappy teams, and then when you played the good teams, especially the good teams in the National League, you weren't able to compete. So if I was the Red Sox, I would make a move before the, right now, and see if I could get that other pitcher, because that is going to be the thing. And I would go after a legit number two. So be Crochet, that legit number two, Bayo, Giolito, and then I would feel.
Yeah, I just am not. We talked about this yesterday. I'm no longer comfortable with parting with what you have to part with in order to get a legit number two. Although, baseball Brett and others will argue that you just have to part with prospects. I don't know about that. Like, I think you're going to have to say goodbye to Jaren Duran, and I don't want to F with the chemistry on the baseball team.
I don't think that's the case. Like, because if you're assuming you're making a trade, you're probably trading with a team not in the playoffs. So they're not going to require a player that needs to be in the majors right this second. So, like, I don't think that it is just like a fait accompli that Jaren Duran has to be in the trade for a starting pitcher.
Fait accompli.
It's a big word right
there. Excuse me.
A little French from Scheim. You know how that goes.
Oui, is that French?
I think so. Is it
not? French or Italian? Latin.
I mean, maybe it is Latin. Maybe. I mean, most of the modern languages are built on Latin.
The so love languages is what they're called.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, let's get to they said it, because we can get to what at least one Major League Baseball insider says about the World Series bound Boston Red Sox and what they must do.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this city. So whether they drive or construct or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jeff Passan, who gives you some insight on what the Red Sox are going to do at this deadline.
Speaking of being bullish, very bullish on the Boston Red Sox currently.
Yes, he is. Here is Jeff Passan.
Aroldis Chapman's going nowhere. Alex Bregman's going nowhere. They're going to add, and if they get another starting pitcher who can be at the top of that rotation with Garrett Crochet, Brian Bayo pitching
Mitch Keller,
so well,
told you.
Lucas Giolito, the Boston Red Sox are legitimate World Series contenders.
All right. Legitimate World Series contenders. That feels good. Say it again. Say it again. All right.
The Boston Red Sox are legitimate World Series contenders.
I mean, I believe that. And I don't know who that guy is. I don't know which guys you would go after. I mean, obviously, that's, for the geeks to know that more than I know that, the ones that really deep dive on which pitchers could potentially be available for the Red Sox. But even Passan says if they can get or they go after that guy, and whether you have to give up somebody for – I'm with you. I don't want to give up Duran, but if giving up Duran is going to make your team better when it comes to starting pitching, I feel like you have enough bats where you might be able to – lessen that blow a little bit.
Well, Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says that I am constantly overstating the value of chemistry. So there's that argument, but I stand on it. Like, I think the team just looks different. Like,
it feels different.
Post-Devers. Like, I can't wait till Curtis gets back here to ask him about it, because they just... They look like they're having fun. They didn't look like they were having fun the first 2 months of the season. But they
got the guy out that has built the chemistry. So I don't think the chemistry is going to change so much if you have...
But Jaren Duran's a part of that chemistry.
No, I know he is, but they still...
You can't remove... If you have quote-unquote chemistry and you start removing the parts of it that make it up, then you lose it.
Right, but I think that they still have enough pieces of, or they'll still have enough of that chemistry left. They understand the way the game works with a player like Durant and saying, okay, we know as a team that he could bring us something back. Obviously, they're going to miss him. They'll probably be a little bit hurt by it, but I don't think they're going to lose that chemistry because they move on from Durant. I understand why they got the chemistry because of moving on from Devers, because he was clearly a problem or just a black cloud in that clubhouse. Whereas if they move Durant, there's still going to be sunshine.
I think it's really about two questions that we have to see answered. One is, can Craig Breslow actually execute at the trade deadline? Because he didn't do it last year. And I think a lot of people, like our friend Adam Jones in Middays, are super high on what he did in the offseason, which has proven to be fair. But he's still got to show that he can be willing to overpay at the trade deadline, because that's what happens there. And the other part is, has Alex Cora and his coaching staff fix some of the fundamental issues that we saw from this team not that long ago? Like that final game in the Reds series against Cincinnati, when they have Romy Gonzalez making goofy base running calls and errors all over the field late in the game, and it's like a collapse.
Right. Yeah.
Has their focus changed so much because of the chemistry? Has their coaching approach day to day changed? Is there more intensity from Cora communicating to the players? Those are the questions I think we need answered.
And also, just to clarify, and no offense to Jones, but there's only one person at this radio station who is super high, and he is on this show every single day.
I'm so always
I
high.
I want to be clear.
Well,
about
the mystery vape is gone.
High
and we don't
life.
Know whose it was.
That vape must have belonged to Stiz Grimey. Mm-hmm. He must have came in and got it yesterday,
have.
Right? Would you agree?
Has to have.
All right. Wait a minute. Let me get Bill from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hey, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
What's
Can
up?
You hear me okay?
Yeah, what's up?
On the trade deadline, my thought is, why not trade a prospect, two or three, whatever, for a rental starting frontline pitcher? That way you don't touch Durant. And then in the offseason, you either sign that guy long-term, or you go after another frontline pitcher who is under control. So you're not touching the chemistry, but you're getting that frontline starter.
I would agree with you. The problem, I think, internally for them is going to be that they have blown up their what they have prospect-wise for so long as a real positive for this baseball team, that they're going to be reluctant to part when it's just for a rental. Like I'm not basing that on anything that anybody said. That's the feeling I get from them.
Well, I would ask them this question. I would say, in the offseason, are you bringing Durant and everybody else back in that outfield? Or are you going to be possibly shopping Durant and looking to move on from him in the offseason? Because if you are, I don't have a problem with you doing it now to make your team really have a shot this year and still be where you need to be next year. Because if you're going to do it in the offseason, you might as well do it now when it can help you for this year. Where I could see if Durant was tearing the cover off the ball and you were like, we don't want to let go one of our, you know, one of our better hitters. But he's not. So if you're
I just don't think I don't know how important a cog in the chemistry part of things he is.
Well, if he's an important cog, then that means you're not going to trade him in the offseason. So if you're not going to do that, okay, I get it. But if come the offseason, if they traded Durant and they missed out and they lost in the playoffs and they could have used another pitcher, you don't think we're all going to be sitting here second guessing going, well, why the hell didn't you do that?
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, one of the guys that Jeff Passan said isn't going to be moving at the deadline is Alex Bregman. And our guy, Rob Bradford, caught up with Bregman at the All-Star weekend here down in Atlanta. And he was asked about Boston and how much he likes the city, if he likes it more than he thought he would. Here was Bregman with Bradford.
Boston, what you thought it would be? It's awesome. It's even better.
Is it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Everything about it. Everything about it. It's been first class. The people are awesome. The fans are great. The organization's been awesome. My teammates have been incredible. Really enjoyed my time.
I mean, the guy, we've talked a lot about him, and he is, he's not only a great player, but he's also a great coach. Like, you have an added coach.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And a veteran presence to deal with those young guys.
Yeah, I would try my best to lock them up. I wouldn't go crazy and giving them something.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's making $40 million a year as it is right now. So, I mean,
Right. But, I mean, I feel like that's kind of what the going price is. You know, and I think it's – if you don't do it now and he has a really good second half, obviously we know that price tag is going to go up. But he brings a lot to the table. And I wouldn't mind paying a guy who brings a lot to the table on the field but also in the clubhouse with the younger players. So why not jump on it now before the price tag gets too high?
Yeah, if there's anything you've learned from, first of all, like Shyam and I have both agreed on this, you chose him already. So give the guy the term at least somewhat close to what he wants, because I think that's what matters to him. You chose him over Devers.
Yeah.
And you had to bring him in part because of the clubhouse stuff, because Devers was never naturally that guy and didn't grow into it. Bregman is totally that guy.
You also notice that you have started to hear all this stuff about how helpful he is to the young guys post Devers. Like, you know, Rafaela, or, you know, giving him 90% of the credit for how he's hitting the baseball. Roman Anthony, you name the guy. I wonder if he didn't feel comfortable, or the vibe didn't lend itself to him being that guy when Rafael Devers was here.
He might have felt like he was stepping on toes. Correct. Because Devers was the highest paid player on the team.
Correct.
And it was Devers.
Devers couldn't see his toes, but yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yes. I mean, who am I to judge?
No, but that's a good point.
But what?
That's a really good point. Because people are like that. Like, you come into a new environment and they want you to do a lot, but there's already, like, this big figure there. And it's like, all right, I don't want to, like, kind of, like, I know he's the face of the team, but they want me, and I want to be, like, friends with everybody, you know, before. And so that has to be really difficult for a guy like Bregman to do.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shyam?
Well, Greg, one guy who might be available at the trade deadline would be Minnesota Twins pitcher Joe Ryan. And our guy Rob Bradford caught up with him as well at All-Star Weekend. And I got to tell you, it doesn't sound like Joe Ryan wants to stay in Minnesota for very long.
I heard Jones and Keefe yesterday, and I think it was Rich who was talking about really wanting to trade Duran for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't – I think it's going to have to be Duran and prospects, and I don't know. But he's saying he doesn't like it there. Go ahead.
Play it doesn't seem like he loves it in Minnesota. Here was Joe Ryan talking with Bradford.
July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league, and you don't know, and I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota, and I love where I'm at, so it would be sad, definitely hard to go, but at the end of the day, it's never up to me, and yeah.
Well, you've never gone through anything like this, obviously, right?
No, I mean, I'm not really paying attention to it too much. I don't look at my stats, so I don't look at even like articles that much, but people have like mentioned it, and I've looked at it, seen a couple things, but I'm not like diving into it too deep.
He sounds like he's walking around with a sign on that says trade me. He's like, you know what I love? The trade deadline. Nobody knows where anyone's going to go.
Such an exciting month.
It's like if your boyfriend or girlfriend went to the club and is like, you know what I love? All these people trying to hook up with each other. And I'm wondering, I love my significant other, but I'm just wondering
about all these options.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Well, it's Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, you probably feel the same way.
Minnesota is actually a pretty cool little. Minneapolis is a nice little town.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's a nice little city.
He likes the lakes.
The spring, the fall, and the summer. Obviously, the wintertime, but it's a nice little vibe out there. Mm-hmm. But based on
a great mall.
Yeah, Mall of America is massive.
Roller coaster in the mall.
Wow,
right?
That is. Yeah, that thing is massive.
How affordable is it? Like Minnesota compared to like coastal cities.
Like, compared to Boston?
Yeah, like, if you were going to live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, compared
I'd rather
to
live in Minneapolis. I mean,
depends. Do you want electricity?
Not like a plan. Way cheaper than here. So, way cheaper. I bet it's probably comparable to, like, the Maryland area.
Maryland area is pretty expensive, man.
Compared to Boston?
D.C. is right there with Boston.
Yeah, like, all the commuters
from Washington, you're thinking of, like, Baltimore.
No, I'm thinking of, like, Bethesda, Maryland.
Are you nuts, Wiggy?
What?
How much do you think it costs to live in Bethesda?
It is not like it costs to live in Massachusetts.
We're going to talk during the break, because not a single person in the Boston area cares about housing prices in Bethesda. My sister lives in Bethesda.
My boy lives in Bethesda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can set her up with a realtor.
I was going to move to Bethesda, Maryland.
What year?
I don't know, 2008 or something like that.
All right, housing prices might be different.
This is Sully in the truck. Hey, Sully, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I didn't realize Jaren Duran was Ken Griffey Jr. Like, what are we talking about here? I mean, the guy's batting 258 with 8 home runs. And you trade him, you package him with a prospect or two for a Joe Ryan or a Seth Lugo. Go get that number two behind Crochet. You line up in the playoffs, Crochet, Ryan, Lugo, with Bayo and Giolito. Give me that against anybody.
Okay, well,
I don't know what we're talking about here with Jaren Duran.
I don't think anybody's compared him to Ken Griffey Jr., bud.
But in his absence.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, every time I hear Greg say, like, you don't want to fight with Jaren Duran. Like, he's like this big, huge piece on the
team.
He
was an all-star last year. You know? Like, you can't pretend like he wasn't great in 23 and 24.
And he's clearly a leader on this team.
I mean, Sully, who's...
I get it, but I'm just saying, if you can get like a Joe Ryan for him, he wouldn't do it today.
Sully, who's going to handle the Wally head in his absence? That's what I'm concerned about.
Who's going to handle the dugouts?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll find somebody.
Right. That will be missed. Absolutely will be missed. I'm just saying, like, and I agree with Wiggy with this. I would get this thing done now before the break's over and just get this guy in now, get that pitcher in now. Why wait? I mean, you've got so many big series coming up against frontline NL teams. I mean, you can really see where you're at after the next, like, 10 or 14 days after the break.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I am overemphasizing the value when it comes to chemistry and when it comes to
Jaren
Durant.
Don't pretend like he's a scrub.
Oh, he's not a scrub.
Why are you calling him Ken Griffey Jr.? We're not going that far, but he was an all-star last year, and he was on a really strong trajectory. So,
but if you could have one of the two, Joe Ryan, who's got like ERA at 2.7, or Jaren Duran on this baseball team, who would you rather have?
Well, you're saying on this baseball team that you are going for it strictly this year.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Right. And you might be able to, who the hell knows? You might be able to keep Joe Ryan around for, you know, give him a new car. Because he's like, he would be a legitimate number two. He'd be, you know, ace adjacent. So if you could have Joe Ryan or Duran, knowing what you look like now with the plethora of outfielders you have, who would you rather have?
All right, that is They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday and the news. Wish I'm filling in for Courtney next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.